peace of Almighty Yahweh rest upon you. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast, Pastor Roberts. We do pray and hope that Yahweh's anointing rest upon you in a mighty way, and that you are longing for that great expectation whereby the heavens shall reveal the glory of this great King that we do serve. What an hour that we are living in, when there is so much that is transpiring, so many doctrines and beliefs. There are such schisms in the earth today as never before on the face of the earth. When we have in this nation organizations, and that is all they are, whereby the main desire is the manipulation of the people to secure the financial wealth, to establish a dogma that is not steeped in truth, nor is it enriched by truth. What are you saying, Pastor Roberts? I simply look at one of the most largest organizations, religious that is, in the world, and that is the Anglican Communion, whereby this homosexual pervert, 2,000 people gathered for a consecration of a homosexual. Now, how can that be something that is pure? When a man has no understanding as to what he is, that is a vile, evil, sadistic mind. Yet there were thousands of people cheering for this corrupt, abominable thing that they say they have done, quote, in the name of God through Jesus, unquote. It is not the will of Yahweh, nor was the anointing of Yahweh in the midst of that vile, evil, corrupt thing. It is Yahweh giving this generation over unto perverted things, vile things, corrupt things that are very evil because they resist the truth. Well, what is the truth? It is the revelation and the pure identity of Yahweh revealed unto a man, whereby his sins are acknowledged, whereby he understands that his flesh cannot tarry in the sight of Yahweh, and he has nothing to offer but his body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto Yahweh. And the truth is simply the way of Yahweh. David said, teach me thy way, O Yahweh. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. What name? They do not fear the name of Yahweh. This ecumenical spirit today is consuming this religious world. You have all kinds of gods today, and that is a fact. You have the God of the Pentecostals, of the holiness, the God of the Presbyterians, the Lutherans. Look at this God of the Anglican Communion. It receives homosexuals. It is all right to be a pervert. You can be twisted in your logic. The man is twisted. This Gene Robertson, he is a twisted, sadistic man. His mind is full of darkness. He is a child of hell. He has been birthed by the power of darkness. Yet the people glory in that vile thing that they call a consecration. It is not a pure sacrifice unto Yahweh. It has nothing to do with this living Yahweh. That's the mindset of men today. Teach me thy way. There is only one way to Yahweh. And it was revealed through the truth of Messiah. Yeshua. That is the only way. He has no Anglicized name or English name, nor is his name transliterated into a Greek or a Latin name. His name is Yeshua. He came to reveal the glory of the Father's name, Yahweh, that we may know the truth of his name. That is why David said, "Teach me thy way, O Yahweh. I will walk in thy truth." And he said, "Unite my heart to fear thy name." Do men fear the name or the title of God today? There is no truth in that title at all. For gods are made. When Adam and Eve, there in the garden of Yahweh, the garden of Eden, when Satan, he was the most subtle creature in the garden. He said unto them, "As Yahweh planted many trees in the garden, they were good to look upon, and they were good for the strength and the growth of a man's soul and his heart. There he put the tree of life, Messiah, and there was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." Now Yahweh never said to them that they will become Elohims, or gods as you prefer. And Satan said unto Eve, "For Yahweh knoweth the day that you eat of that tree, that you become as gods, knowing the difference between good and evil." Gods are made. Yahweh is self-existing. He has no beginning, nor he has an end. And gods, they have beginnings, they have ends. Do not tell me, my friends, that when it is capitalized, it means Yahweh. It is not so. Or when it is small case, it means something pagan. What a perverted and sadistic reasoning that we actually believe that our minds have been so construed that we cannot walk in the power of truth. Messiah said, this is what Scripture says, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." And the deeds of men today, they are very evil, sadistic, strengthened by the powers of darkness. The father, Satan, leads them through this ecumenical spirit that they are gods, angelic powers to worship, strange spirits that they draw from, but it's not the anointing of Yahweh. What about understand? Truth of Yahweh and the dynamics of him, he continues in that path of that knowledge and revelation. And as a man continue in that path and that revelation, that revealed truth, he begins to understand this great Yahweh. And he begins to know then, without any doubt, no speculation, no wondering or questioning Almighty Yahweh. And that man becomes free from the vanity of this life, from those things that are void of truth and worthless. But this is a nation, a people, a time that we are living in, whereby how do you discern truth? When the light of his knowledge is revealed unto a man, let me show you two truths or a simple nugget of that knowledge. There are many that say that they love Yahweh, yet we understand the vile, insidious working of this thing that you call, quote, the church, Catholicism, unquote, and her devious acts and deeds that she has done. She has sought to change times, laws, days, the Shabbat of Yahweh. She has drawn man away from that. She is a luscious whore, what she is. She draws men into bed with her, and they are seduced by her charm, her bright colors, and the beauty of her etiquette, how that she is so religious, and the way she performs her little religious types of celebrations. And men are mesmerized by that. And they perceive that Yahweh is in the midst, but no light is revealed. Because you must pray to a Saint Peter, you must pray to Mother Mary. We are empowered by our Mother above. That is new, or Jerusalem of Yahweh. We are the Israelites of Yahweh, and that is simply the power of Yahweh with us. He never classified us as, quote, Christians. We are Israelites, and that is the power of Yahweh with his people. I know what this religious order has done. It has contorted the truth. It has twisted it. Men have handled the word of Yahweh, and they were not faithful men. You say, Pastor Roberts, that is absurd. It cannot be. Shoal said, as we call him Paul, he said unto the saints of Ephesus, he said, I've been with you 3 years, and I have cried, I've pled. I've declared unto you the entire counsel of Yahweh. I've not left one stone unturned. I've shown you the mighty power, and the visitation of his anointing has been in the midst of this house. And he say, I weep and I cry, because when I depart, grievous wolves shall enter in. And they shall not come from the external. They're already in the house. And they're going to set at various brethren and sisters. They're going to establish doctrines and dogma that simply divides and never brings to the knowledge of the truth. You got every corner has some kind of prostitution house. That is what it is. Every place you go, you got 5 or 6 here, 10 or 12 there. Now, I don't make mockery at that, because I believe that the first assemblies of the tabernacles of Yahweh were that way. But what you have today is because of the dogma of man and their religious contortments, they have perverted the word of Yahweh. You can't find anything that is legitimate today, anything that is full of truth. You find a nation and a people that's bound by the powers of darkness, bound by the cares of this world, the lusts of their own eyes, and the deceitfulness of riches have deceived them. And they have lost sight on the light of this revealed knowledge of whom Yahweh truly is. And Messiah said, this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world. Do you understand the condemnation? When you take an organization like the Anglican community, and yet in the midst of that dark, devious house, you have those that will vote a practicing pervert, a vile, corrupt thing that calls himself a woman. Yahweh was precise. He made a man. From that man, he caused a deep sleep to fall upon him. And from him, he took a rib, and he made woman, that she may be a help meet unto him. He did not create some kind of concoction of a beastly thing. He made the beasts of the fields and all kinds of creeping things. And he gave man the power to name them and to give them names. Isn't that amazing? That Adam named everything there was. The elephant, hippopotamus, yet Yahweh has no name. The Father has no name at all. And men will not identify with that because of their religious traditions. They're blinded by their religious practices. Tell me, my friend, you that are listening to the voice of this broadcast, you have a father. Your mother did not simply conceive you by her own action. There was a man that placed the seed in her. Now, Yahweh has placed the seed in us, this divine father. Then what is his name? And what is the son's name? Is there no name to identify him, the son or the father? It is not a Latin Greek name. It is not Jesus. It is not Christo. It is not Jesus. It is Yahweh. That is the Father's name. It is not Jehovah. It is Yahshua. And he is the mighty Lamb of Yahweh. I will not give up my Jesus. I know this ecumenical spirit will not allow you to give it up. And you're not walking in the anointing of Yahweh. You that are listening to this broadcast, and that hear the words of this man of Yahweh as he speaks a clear message unto Yahweh's people, and they are the ones that constitute Yisrael, the power of Yahweh, with them. Now, the condemnation of this world, and of you, my friend, as well, light is come into the world that revealed truth of Yahweh. He has made himself known personally unto us. And we reject that pure light. He shines down in the midst of a man's soul. He reveals every vile, insidious, corrupt thing, the sins that separate you from him. He reveals all of that unto man. Yet we reject that light. That is the condemnation. The light of Yahweh is come into the world, and men, they love their aspiration, their desire, their propensity was for darkness, insidious evil things. That a man or a woman that declares herself an apostle, a prophet, a pastor, an evangelist, a teacher, she is walking in a convoluted spirit. She is not walking in the light of Yahweh, and Yahweh is not giving her any kind of effervescence or strength to walk in that deceitful lie. She is walking in the spirit of her father, the devil, that has seduced her and drawn her by the spirit of harlotry, that she may walk as a Jezebel. It is not of Yahweh. You cannot reject the light of Yahweh. And in this hour, he is shining the light upon his true name. His name is not Lord. His name is not God. But the light of his name shall be a memorial unto him, and it shall reign in the heavens forever. The power of his light is Messiah. He came into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because the deeds were insidious deeds. The deeds were very evil. They were very corrupt, very perverted, and they did not want the light of Yahweh to shine down upon their insidious ways. They did not want it to be revealed, their corruptness, their vile ways that drew them into the camp of darkness, whereby they satisfied every component and every lust of the flesh, and it brought death unto them, whereby there was no life in them. The word of faith, the words that Messiah spoke, they were spirit and they were life. When a man possessed not the power of that anointing, Yahweh is far from him. Messiah commanded and exalted us to understand, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. What a man doeth, or there is a driven desire, a propensity to do evil, he despises the revelation of Messiah. He wants a pagan identity. He wants a false illusion. But that man hateth light. He hateth the truth, the light of the knowledge of Almighty Yahweh. Is this generation one that loves light? When we can take a homosexual, a perverted man, vile and evil, and men say that he is a bishop, how can that be, my friend? There is no such thing as a homosexual. It is a man walking in bestiality. It is a man that is walking in an unclean manner. When this light is revealed, when a man loves evil, or he doeth evil, he hateth the light. David declared that Yahweh is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yahweh is the strength of my life. In whom shall I be afraid? And if Yahweh is your illumination, the brightness of your soul and your mind, your conscience filled with the power of His truth that reveals unto you deep down in the midst of your soul this profound knowledge of whom He is. He is your hope and your light. He is the brightness of your day. We know with Him, with Yahweh, for with Thee is the fountain of life. And in Thy light shall we see the light. It is only in the revealed knowledge of whom the Father is that we can understand the light of Messiah. And when He came to reveal unto us this profound truth that Yahweh had revealed unto us. Him, His personality, His laws, His commandments, that they will shine forth in our souls, in our hearts. He will write them there and put them in the inward parts of our soul, that we will not sin against Him. Messiah came to give light unto us that were sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. There is no way that a man that says that he is a woman and has no ability to discern whether he is a woman, he is a perverted thing. And that is what is the spirit of this age today. You look at what we call, quote, the church. It is certainly not the tabernacle of Yahweh. You find every kind of thing that is grotesque and vile and corrupt that says this is what God wants us to do. It is not the commandment of Yahweh, my friend. It is not what commandment or the laws that Yahweh wants us to do. Messiah said, because what a man doeth evil, he hateth the light. Neither cometh to the light, lest his deed should be reproved. What is reproved? What does that imply? It implies that he is critiqued. It is done openly. It is done in a fashion that others may know his insignificance, his insufficiencies, his sins, that they may fear the name of Yahweh. Do you not understand, my friend? We that say we're walking in the light, as Messiah said, he said, no man, when he lighteth a candle, he put it in a secret place. He doesn't put it on the bush or hide it at a place whereby it cannot be seen, but he put it on a candlestick, that when others come by, they may see the power of that light. So Messiah dwells in you. What do you do? Do you hide him under your flesh? Do you hide him under your religious cloak? Do you hide him under the cloak of your sin? Your corrupt and your vile, evil ways? So if he is the light of your life, if he shines brightly in you, then what do? You hide him? Or do you let him shine in the brightness of the fullness of Yahweh? That when men come by, they may see the glory and the light of the Father emanating from your soul, in your countenance, in your presence. Which one? What do you do? We can't say that we have this wonderful light and we had it on the bush. And a man says he has the light of Yahweh and he has it under the disguise of a homosexual, a butch lesbian bull dagger. He can't do that. Or racist, or black supremacist, or a white supremacist. Can he say that? It can't be, my friend. You don't have the light. You love evil, and you're walking in evil. You understand that the light of the body is the eye. And when our eye is single, when there is one purpose in life, one desire, we have this duplicity today. There's no singleness of I. Man cannot serve Yahweh and Mammon. And that is the drive of man today. They're trying to serve Yahweh and Mammon, and it cannot be. We understand that Yahweh has given us the eye, a spiritual eye, an eye, whereby we can discern, the ability to discern. And that is the light or the illumination of the body. It is the eye. And when our eye is single, the whole body is full of the truth and the knowledge of Almighty Yahweh, is full of light. But when that eye is evil, as Messiah said, the body also is full. It is full of darkness. And so when the light shines forth in the world, men, they love evil or darkness more than they love the light. And the reason why, because there was no singleness or desire to see Almighty Yahweh. Does this generation desire to see Him and to know Him? Are you concerned with the growth of your natural flesh, the riches and the deceitfulness of riches, the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and other lusts enter in, and that person becomes very unfruitful? I was listening today as I was taking care of some affairs for the tabernacle here in Jefferson, South Carolina. And as I heard this man, he calls himself a bishop. He was telling that whorehouse how that the first house that he purchased, the house payment was $186. And now he says, I live in a house. Do you hear this, my friends? I want you to hear this. The man said, I live in a house. He classified himself as a bishop. He said, the house that I live in now, it costs me $1 million. What an abomination. You ought to have heard the rousing applause of the people. They're deceitful, they're in blindness, they're full of darkness. There is no light at all in him. And it's one thing that the man said to let that little congregation know. You said, do not visit my house. He said, you don't let everybody come into your house. So he was saying unto them, they're ignorant people, that not all of you all are welcome to come. Now there are those that are in my inner circle that they can't come into my house. Not all of you all. What can a man do in a $1 million home? What an abomination before Yahweh. What about the little one there that needs help? Will she have to go through a fifth degree to get some assistance? It is not the will of Yahweh, my friend, to take that kind of money and to put it in a place for man to live when death is certain for every man. What an abomination. They do not have the light. Messiah told us that we have food and raiment therewith. Be content. He never said you would have a mansion in this life. A 20-room house, what do you need 20 rooms for? And there are only three of you all. what a sin, and they're not going to let those in the midst of that whorehouse live with them if they lose their home, if they lose their jobs. He's not going to move them in with him. Not at all. We know that the light of the body is the eye. And when our eye is single, that is what you're always trying to do today. There's so many gods today. You don't know which God. Everyone is convincing. The God of the apostolic. The God of the oneness. The God of the Trinitarians. The God of the Baptists. The God of the Lutherans. The God of the Anglicans. The God of the Presbyterians. The Catholic God. Allah, Buddha, yoga. There's so many gods. Pantheon of gods today. There's only one true one. His name is Yahweh. He has no beginning or no end. These gods have been made by the minds of men as Aaron did. Did he not make them a god, an idol, the house of Israel, when Yahweh was their guide, when he led them during the day, pillar of cloud, during the day in a roaring fire, consuming fire by night. They turned their eyes upon the things that were pagan. They turned their eyes away from him. This is a generation that is doing the same thing. It is turning its eyes away from Almighty Yahweh and given over unto pagan desire and corrupt desires. It can't be, my friend. You cannot say you're walking in the light, nor do you know the power of Almighty Yahweh. Your traditions, your carnal traditions, your religious traditions, your emotional tradition, they're going to destroy your soul into hell, and that is the truth. Well, I don't believe in hell. Well, that does not make the word of Yahweh void, because you do not believe that. It is a reality, and it is real. The scripture tells us, as Messiah said, he said, you ought to take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. Now that is something profound there. How that the light that is in you be not darkness? What a darkness to overtake light. For the smallest light can radiate in the midst of darkness. What a man's life. The light that is in him has all been overcome so by the evil, insidious deeds of his mind and his spirit. What a darkness that is in that man. What a darkness that is in that man. We know if our whole body be full of light, having no part in us now dark, we can have any part dark, then the whole shall be full of light. As when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. Now that is what our lives should be. It shall give a bright shining radiance glory unto Yahweh. And that his name shall be written in our foreheads. And we shield by the power of that name. He has a name, my friends. I know in our traditions, as I was taught and as you have been taught, but the Father has a name. His name is not a capital G-O-D. How ignorant are we when you can look these words up in your dictionary, search out the etymology, and they all were steeped in pagan type of traditions. The word God came from the Elohim, all of them. And you search out the etymology, you will find where the origins of these words came from and the association. So do you associate Yahweh with the unclean thing? If this divine truth be hid from you, it is because that the God, quote, the God of this world, has blinded your mind. Now, is he equal with Yahweh? Or is Yahweh equal with him? For Yahweh made Satan. And Yahweh calls him a God, an Elohim. So, is that... How do you discern which God are you talking about when you use the word God? Which one are you talking about? How does someone know that it is a capital G God? Such ignorance, such stupidity in the minds of the people today. He is not Lord God. He is not the Lord God Jesus Christ. His name is Yahweh, the Messiah, the anointed of Yah, Yahshua, came to deliver unto us salvation. For that name, salvation is Yahshua, no other name. What light is shining forth in you today? You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We do want to hear from you tonight. I want to hear your calls, your letters, whatever. But I do want you to call me tonight. You call me. Area code 843-658-6222. You can call now. Area code 843-658-6222. Simply leave your name and zip code, your address with your zip code. Call Pastor Roberts now. Area code 843-658-6222. Leave your name, address, and zip code. Call now, and Pastor Roberts will bless you for that. This is the Voice of Victory broadcast, broadcasting here from Jefferson, South Carolina, in the United States of America. You that desire to write me, you simply address your letter to me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, South Carolina, 29718, USA. We do desire to hear from you, our friends, our listeners, those whereby the broadcast is blessing you tremendously. Let us continue in this word of faith tonight. There are so many things transpiring in the earth today. My friends, I say to you, it is not by any way that mother or father they have chosen for you, but it is the way that Yahweh has ordained for us to walk and to live. It has nothing to do with black ethnicity, or Caucasian, or Spanish, or Russian. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the will of Yahweh. Man submitting and committing unto his perfect law and obeying the command and the charge of Almighty Yahweh. I say to you, my friends, He, Yahweh, the Father, has a name. And we just cannot omit that name today. We have done it over the years. We have denied it. We have not even thought about it. Yet we call Him our Father. What is His name? Any man that can tell me that it's not Yahweh and simply show me any place in Scripture, I will receive it. I will bless you, my brother, my friend in the faith. I truly will. For I desire of all things to be led by the power of His Spirit and to walk in the anointing of this light. And Messiah, Yahshua, He is the light of Yahweh. For He revealed the glory of the Father and brought the emphasis or the excellence of His name. Cause it to be revealed unto a heathen and a thing like me. And so He did it for you, my friend. As you listen to this broadcast tonight, I know our traditions have taught us to reject that. Men just reject His name. In my earlier walk, in my walk with Yahweh, I rejected that. Until Yahweh began to deal with my heart. And I began to ask that inquisitive question, what is the Father's name? There must be a name. Every God has a name. Molech, Molcham, Ashtaroth. They all have names. And yet Yahweh has no name. How can that be? We are an ignorant generation. We reject what Yahweh says. And we're ignorant because the preachers, they're sottish. They're greedy dogs. They don't care for the house of Yahweh. They simply care about their mansions and their homes and their riches. There must be one. There has to be those. And there are those. It is not simply one or two. There are many men of faith, the daughters of Zion, that are praying, interceding. Not in some kind of a religious way, but with purity of spirit. Precious daughters of Zion, precious men of faith. I know that they are there, but I understand what Satan has done as well. How he has formulated this ecumenical type of a spirit. That's what he tried to do with Adam and Eve. And we saw the manifestation with that with Cain and Abel. That Cain slew his brother, and there was a seal put upon Cain that no one should mess with him because he was a cursed thing. And we see that very same thing today. This religious harlotry spirit, it doesn't produce anything but illegitimate children. And that's why you find men, they're all of the same organization. This one leaves and start his little place. She leaves and start her little place. And it's just a quagmire of foolishness, filthiness, confusion, no light shining in the midst. Darkness illuminating all over, everywhere you go. No sense of direction. And you have men declaring that they are homosexuals, and women saying that they are bulldaggers, hermaphrodites. That's what they are. They're like beasts, like baboons. They don't know whether they are man or a woman. That's a sinful, wicked thing. When a man doeth evil and hateth the light, he doesn't come to the light. Now, the reason he doesn't come to the light, because he don't want his deeds reproved. This is a generation that will not receive reproof. Parents, you that are listening, I know that there are those that are listening tonight. You that have children, will you reprove your children? Is it something that they receive with gladness of heart? Or do they rebel or reject that? Because of the spirit of witchcraft, I know what they do. They rebel. They reject what you say because they think that they know. Messiah said, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light. Do you hear that now? What a man doeth truth, he cometh to the light. Not the man knoweth the light and doeth truth. But when a man doeth truth, he cometh to the light. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light. Why? That his deeds may be manifest. They are wrought in Yahweh. They may be made known. And only Yahweh can work out those insidious things that draw man into perdition. We must come to the light of Almighty Yahweh. And the light that he has a name. And his son came to reveal him. Why did Messiah come? Salvation belongeth unto Yahweh. Only Yahweh can save. Before the foundation of the earth, he preordained. He knew you. He called you before the foundations of the earth. Do you believe that? He knew who he was going to save. He knew those that were his. And only Yahweh can say, my friend. And he sent Messiah to give us assurance of that salvation. To let us know that there is a hope in him. And he is our salvation. Yahweh. Salvation belongeth unto Almighty Yahweh. As John said, I rejoice greatly. As he wrote unto Gaia. He said, I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee. Even as thou walketh in truth. Walketh in truth, being led by truth. Do you not realize, my friend, that Yahweh is merciful unto us, and by the power of his mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of Yahweh, men depart from evil. Men have no evil, they have no fear of Yahweh. That's why they do evil. That's why a man says, I'm partially man and partially woman. He's a pervert. He's a lost man. She is lost. She has no idea as to what kind of spirit she is walking in. It's by the mercies of Yahweh. And Yahshua was the mercy. He was the grace of express grace of Almighty Yahweh sent unto us to reveal the Father, His character, His love, His purity toward us, His concern, His compassion. That's what Messiah came to do, to reveal those things unto us, to reveal the mercy of Yahweh and His truth, that this iniquity, this sinful evil way, this evilness of our flesh, this corrupt desire of our flesh, may be brought to the light. And once it is brought to the light, then that light will dispel that darkness. Do you believe that Messiah is coming? I know this generation doesn't believe that He is going to come. No more than those in Sodom and Gomorrah. As Lot, as he vexed his, he was a just man. And he vexed his righteous soul with the filthy conversation of the wicked. Saw how they lived, the way they did things. And he sat there. And even his son-in-laws mocked him. They did. And the angel, the Malachs of Yahweh, could not do anything until they laid hands on Lot. They brought him out of that place. Brought the wife. She was such a Jezebel. She turned back and she became a pillar of salt. Salt lose its savor that is good for nothing. She lost her savor. She remains there as a pillar of salt. Men today with their natural minds will never find her. Their archaeologists, their digs and all, they will never find her. Yahweh says she's there and she's there. She remains there until judgment. Because she rejected the savor. When the salt rejects the savor, that is the flavor of the salt. You can't reject Yahweh. You can't reject His truth. Not one bit at all. Do you understand, my friend, that we call out from this dark generation to walk in the truth? That we must walk in the truth, my friend. We cannot walk in darkness. We cannot walk with our minds being inundated with all kinds of evil and corrupt things. We can't do that, my friend, but we must walk in the presence of His presence. And that is what Yahweh wants us to do. He doesn't want us to walk as this unrighteous generation, this unclean generation. We must understand that in Messiah, in Him was life. And do you understand what that life was? That life in Him was the light of men. And He shone forth that light. Yahweh caused that light to shine forth in darkness. And the dark minds of men comprehended it not. They did not. So Yahweh, there was a man sent from Yahweh. His name was John. The same came to bear witness of the light that all men through him might believe. John was not the light, but he was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And the scripture says, he, now listen, he was in the world, and the world was made by Yahweh. It was made by him, and the world knew him not. And they still do not know him. They do not call upon his name. You will get angry because I use the name of Yahweh. Because I will not use the name Jesus. I will not use that. I do not use the name Lord and God. And you will become very upset with that. Yet you have not even studied to show yourself approved unto Yahweh as a workman need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And if you actually go in the scriptures, you will find what I'm saying is truth. And that is the truth. Yahweh made this world, and He sent the true light, Him, reveal unto us the body of flesh. That is what He was. It was the Word that was made flesh, and it was made. And he revealed unto us his glorious power in the Son. And man hates it today, reject it, they will not receive it at all. They will resist your way, and they will not receive it. Don't you know Messiah said, I am the light of the world, and if a man followeth me, he shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Do you realize that? Don't you understand that your way is light? Messiah said, if a man walk in me, he should have the light. He should have the light of life. Your way is my light, is what David said. My salvation. For with thee, Yahweh, is the fountain of life, and thy light shall I see the light. Only in Yahweh shall we see the light, my friend. David declared, O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me, let them bring me unto the holy hill and to thy tabernacle. That is what the light does and the truth of the light does. It brings us to that tabernacle of Yahweh, whereby there's a pure worship unto him, whereby we will fall down before him and bless him. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt thou not deliver my feet from falling, that I might walk before Yahweh in the light of the living? He is the living Yahweh, and in him is no darkness at all. He is light, my friend. And he revealed unto us the glory of that light in Messiah. And shone forth in this dark, wicked world. And the powers of hell rose up. They did not know who he was. Satan did not know. That's why he tried him in Gethsemane. He asked him, for if thou be the Son of Yahweh. That's what he said. He did not say, if you be the Son of God. He was led, Yahshua, was led by the Spirit of Yahweh. And Satan said, if thou be the Son of Yahweh, command these stones to be made bread. If thou be. If thou be. He wasn't sure. For if he had known, he would never crucify the Son of Yahweh. He said, command these stones. Well, the magicians did that. That would not have been a great thing. Yet for him to give strength to the voice of darkness and to obey that, and Messiah only said, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeding out of the mouth of Yahweh. And the scripture even said that he take it, Yahshua, into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple. And he said, come on now, Messiah. If you are this Messiah, cast thyself down. Messiah said it was written. And Satan said, for it's written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. And in their hands shall they bear thee up. He said, any time you dash your foot against a stone. Messiah said, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt Yahweh, thy Elohim, thy great one. You shall not tempt him at all. And so he showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And this glory of them, of the sin of them. And he said, all these things will I give thee if you fall down and worship me. The strength of any god is that he is worship of any god. And so you have the God of the Baptist, they worship away. Sure they do. And the solemn pretense. You got this, what they call the apostolic. They run wild without any control. And they say, this is the Holy Ghost. How can that be? Women falling out. Men, this contortion. That is not Yahweh. You say, well, they will obey. Even Messiah, he said, get thee hit behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship Yahweh, thy Elohim, and him only shall thou, look now, serve is what he says. Him only shall thou serve. You cannot serve Mammoth and Yahweh. You're going to love one, hate the other. You're going to cleave to one and despise the other. And so man today, they're serving Mammon. They're serving the world, and they despise Almighty Yahweh. Who are you serving today? And only after that did Satan leave him. And the scripture says the Moloch of Yahweh, they came and ministered unto Messiah. That's what they did. They came and ministered unto him. Why? Because he was the light. And in Messiah, there is no darkness at all. None whatsoever. He's full of light. And no darkness whatsoever in him. None whatsoever. We're coming to an hour whereby the sun is not going to even give her his light. The sun or the moon shall be such darkness. The sun shall be darkened. The moon shall not give her light. And the sun of righteousness in this hour, he's not giving any light. The sun of righteousness, he is the S-U-N of righteousness. He arrives with healing in his wings, deliverance. He is our healer. Yahshua is our healer. Not the medicine of Gilead. He is the medicine of Gilead. Not in the physicians, but Yahweh is our healer because he made us. And he is our healer, our protector. He is our light. And in him at all, there is no darkness at all. You can't say that you're walking in him and walking in darkness. You can't say you love this present and evil world and say you love him. You can't say you have your roots in this life and in this world and say you love him. You cannot sacrifice your body unto him as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service, and say that you love Yahweh. That cannot be, my friends, not at all. You must deny this vile, evil present world, for it's full of darkness and sin. Yahweh is going to reveal unto his house the strength of whom he is, and we are true Yisraelites. We are Yisrael, and that is Yahweh is our strength. He is the strength of only Yisrael, and we will walk in the light because he is the light. He will reveal unto us those dark things that separate us from him. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast, Pastor Roberts. I do hope and pray tonight that the broadcast was an inspiration unto you. We are here live tonight, broadcasting from our radio studio here in Jefferson, South Carolina. We hope that the frequency is going out sound, and it is coming into your area quite clear tonight. We pray, Yahweh, bless your ears as you hear the word of faith to give you strength. This is Pastor Roberts of the Voice of Victory broadcast. I do want to hear from you in your letters. You that will write me, listen, my friends, write and send a generous gift to support this broadcast and the labor of love that you always give it unto me. Simply address your letter to me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718. Write me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718. Now, you that will call me tonight and give me a radio check, call me area code 843-658-6222. Call now. Leave your name, address, and zip code, and we will bless you. We pray that Yahweh bless you tonight. There are many things that Yahweh is doing here at Victory Community. We are a community of believers that believe in the name of Yahweh and Messiah, the soon-coming King, Yahshua. We live here together in South Carolina, and we're very grateful unto Yahweh for that. He is blessing us to do certain things here, and I do appreciate that. He has blessed us with a little low-powered FM radio station. Our license we put in for that some years ago, it would just broadcast locally here, with about 10 miles radius, which will touch a lot of people. The station will be called WVOY, Word Voice of Yahweh. And I bless Yahweh for that. Our little station, we have the permit to build and to broadcast locally here in the Jefferson, South Carolina area, whereby there may be a voice of Yahweh going forth throughout this little area. And I pray that you pray for that endeavor. We will soon be coming up with an internet site with getting all things in preparation with a continuous stream that runs from here, from the radio station and all. We do have a little station here that broadcasts throughout our community, but we will, as Yahweh has blessed us, broadcast throughout the little region that we are in. And I want to know how the frequency is coming in. May Yahweh bless you tonight. We're very grateful that you're with us. We thank you for your gifts, your prayers, your calls. And may Yahweh bless you tonight from all the saints here at Victory Community. We say to you, Shalom, and your shores by the name, and may the Shalom of Yahweh rest upon you. Until you hear from us again, Shalom, and your shores mighty name. We bless you.